Hello and welcome to episode 181 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Casey Gibson, and I realize I've been saying the numbers differently every time. I believe last episode was 180, this is 181. Who knows? It's a mixed bag here in the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm also joined by my lovely cohort, Mr. Jerry Jerkum.
Well, hello, Casey. I just want to say that this is a podcast of love. And
devotion,
crazy soda polarization politics.
Soda SPP,
or should I say soda politics polarization?
Well, much like real life, there's one group of people that are right and one group of people that are dead wrong. And Perry,
exactly,
you're dead wrong.
Yeah, so I was at, well, I guess, first of all, I mean, we don't have to jump right into food talk, but
I'm getting hungry, so.
Casey, how has your week been?
Not too scabby. My parents have arrived. Randy's big old head's down here. The whole clan is down. So there's that.
Beautiful. So everyone knows that Casey's family lived in New York, and now they all live in South Carolina.
We're all Southerners.
They just all moved. Yep, they're all Southerners.
Uprooted.
So that's awesome and crazy. I just think that reminds me of like back in like, you know, biblical times where like families would move, you know, like across the desert.
Yep.
You know, and like form a new village. Yeah.
We're going west for the gold.
Of the Pharaoh. They've had enough of the Pharaoh. So they're leaving. But yeah, that's cool, dude.
So my mom, I love her to death, but she likes nothing. Like if we go out to a restaurant, you know, everyone will be like, oh, so good. Yeah. And you'd be like, how's that? You know, Chris, how's that? She'd be like, oh, it was good. You know, it was fine. And like very rarely is she like, oh my goodness, that was incredible. You know, not like she's complaining.
She's
or anything.
Not like you,
but yeah, she's not going to it's not like she didn't enjoy it, but like, you know, her socks don't get knocked off very often, you know? So
gotcha.
When we went to that barbecue place last time, like, she loved it. Like, she's still talking about it.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's one of those, like, oh my goodness. So I was expecting us to go this weekend, and I'm still waiting on it. Impatiently, because I want some ribs, some real barbecue, mm-hmm. you know, a.k.a. ribs. But yeah, still waiting.
Well, ribs are the only thing that is barbecue. Chopped chicken, you know.
You've also got
chicken can be barbecue,
you know, like,
too.
You know, chicken wings.
That's
brisket.
True. That's all barbecue.
Burnt ends.
Brisket is definitely. But that's it though, right? I don't think there's anything else that is barbecue.
I'd almost even throw in like mac and cheese. Like it's practically barbecue.
Ooh,
because you know what I mean?
Potato salad.
They go hand in hand. So but I'm real hungry, so indulge me. I
so
want to hear
I'm
what you've been
hungry.
Munching on.
Do you know why I'm not very hungry?
Because you were munching on something tasty.
I went to Wingstop today and Sunday.
Oh, man. Well, yeah.
Dude,
was it amazing?
Today, oh. So, it's remember, 60-cent boneless wings. So, I got
4,000.
So I basically got... I got 50 of them. I did. I got 50, but obviously for future meals because
well,
we have
that
an
was
air
the plan,
fryer.
Right?
So here is my big spiel. Yeah, that was the plan
and
for
then
future meals.
They were all gone.
By future meals, I mean dessert at that same meal.
Yeah.
No, I got an air fryer this week. Okay. Now, this is a game changer for everyone. Okay. This is a game changer. So that's why I'm devoting us just a second for this because the air fryer, if you don't know what this is, I mean, I wouldn't blame you. A lot of people do. A lot of people have them now, but it fries things with air. Okay. You don't have oil. So one of the biggest things that sucks about like frying stuff at home, right, is like using oil, right? Because
greasy.
Because it gets
super
it
unhealthy.
Stinks. It stinks. Yeah, that too. Super unhealthy. So I cooked. So, oh, dude, my mouth is watering. So I
and you're not even
we
hungry.
Got some chicken. I know. No, we cooked some. I chopped up some chicken into like the same kind of, you know, like 1 inch, 1.5 inch bites. And here's what we did: just put them in a took a bowl and put like 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, 1 teaspoon of baking soda. And I know that sounds really funny, but it's just cornstarch and a little bit of baking soda. So not even flour. Okay. You got it, Casey.
Oh,
you writing this down in your notepad. You got it. Okay. So then all you do is I just tossed them in that, and I laid them on the sheet, and then we cooked them in this, and it's like the sheet with like holes in it, and there's 2 layers, and I put them in my air fryer, fried them for like, you know, 8 minutes, and then flipped them, and dude, took them out, then I tossed them in a frying pan with Frank's Red Hot sauce, like buff, like it's like basically like hot buffalo sauce. Oh my goodness. It tasted like Wingstop wings with no oil. And it hit me that the reason why that we do the oil thing with, you know, it's more for the heat, not for the taste of the oil. It's more for the heat, you know, because it cooks it so fast.
Yeah.
You know,
you just drop it
in so
and
hot.
It gets through real quick.
And it cooks it fast and hot and crispy. And that's what you do with the air fryer. So it really is a game changer.
Mm.
And it's absolutely amazing. And for reheating stuff, you know, like you can toast stuff and do all that.
I was gonna say,
and I'm
going to
cook bacon in it.
I don't think they're super expensive either, right? Like you can get one pretty fairly priced.
Well, you can get one. Yeah. I mean,
obviously,
we got a pretty nice one. We got a pretty nice one that has like a dehydrator in it and some other like little features in it. And it's pretty, and for like $120. But like you can get them, I think, for like 60 or 70 bucks.
Dude, Lord have mercy.
So
I'm
worth
hungry.
It. Because then you save money. You can make, dude, imagine you can make wings. So I'm going to do, I got some garlic
butter. I feel
butter.
Like I've never heard you sound so excited, Perry.
I got some, me neither. I got some garlic butter. Dude, I'm going to do the same thing I did, but you know, cuz that's what they do at Wingstop, right? They cook them all the same, then they toss them in something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to toss it in garlic butter and parmesan cheese and do the garlic parmesan wings.
Well,
dude.
Dude,
stick a fork in me, baby, cuz I'm done.
Oh,
I'm done for.
That sounds so good. Yeah, we so Friday Sandy had like a half day. No, she had a home study or something day at for work, so she didn't have to actually go in. So we I was like,
that
all right, I don't
nice.
Think, what's up?
That sounds nice.
Yeah, except she had to do a bunch of those boring training modules, you know, those things.
Ooh. Oh my goodness. Oh, do I? Yes.
But yeah, so the plan was we're going to get lunch, but then, you know, I got caught up at work later than I thought I'd be. So it ended up being an early dinner. But at that point, neither of us had eaten all day. And I, you know, of course, I did my due diligence. I was like, maybe get a little Wingstop. And she was like, no, she wanted to go out to dinner. You know, out to a restaurant or whatever. So I was like, all right. So we went to this place. Of course, we got some wings. Oh, we got 12 wings. We got loaded nachos. And then we got, like, entree on top of that. Oh, my God. I was so full. But the wings were pretty darn good. We got some just true and tried hot wings. And then we got a hot garlic wing, which was, you know, I'm not a huge garlic guy. But these were good.
I am.
They were like just.
I am a huge garlic guy.
Yeah.
I'm Wario.
Yeah. Wah. There was like the perfect amount of garlic on there to give it a nice little zing. Oh, ooh-wee. I'm ready to go back.
Oh, my goodness. So, and one more thing that I had the new thing I had this week was KFC's. Because, it's like a half hour drive to get to Wingstop for me. One way.
Worth it every time.
Totally worth it. But, you know, it's just kind of the end of the night. I was like, I don't want to spend an hour driving, you know. And so I went to KFC, which is 3 minutes. And I got their hot wing because I was like in the mood for wings, right? And you can get like 12 wings for $9.99.
Oh.
And I got their buffalo, and they're amazing too.
Dude.
Wings are amazing.
It's funny because I've never really been a huge wing guy. And
me neither.
And if I was, I'd be more of a boneless wing guy. But now just give me those. Give me the true and tried classic
and the
wings.
True and tried. Hey, what was the thing you said before we started recording? The expression? The high tide or something?
Oh, yeah. A high tide rises all boats. Yeah. It's the truth.
That's amazing. But anyway, we do have... Are you done with food talk?
I mean, we could keep going, but we better move on.
We could. Thank you.
I feel like we're just going to have okay like from a, you a talk to food move podcast. On with my segues. It'll be a new...
I know.
A new pod.
Well... I do want to say that as I was thinking about me turning into Wario, it made me think, well, I am fat and I do have facial hair, but I have a beard and Wario doesn't have a beard. And they got me thinking, oh my goodness, what if they made a game where Wario had a beard? Doesn't that sound amazing?
And the whole thing is he's trying to find a razor to shave.
Yeah. Or like just the game starts off like imagine Paper Mario, okay? A Paper Mario game. And they go into the mountains, into the cold mountains. And it's snowy, and they stumble upon a cabin. They finally get in there, and then the guy's in there, and he's talking, and he says, "Wow!" And you're like, "What the heck?" And then he turns around, and it's Wario,
but you could hardly recognize him.
Yeah, that just sounds amazing. Anyway, we have a review to read out. Remember, we're doing a contest that if you write a review, a 5-star. Review and send it in to us on iTunes. You're entered to win an Animal Crossing amiibo every week, baby.
Yep, every week leading up to the launch. So that gives us a few more weeks of free amiibo out there for you guys for a chance to win.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, which they're going up, baby, in price. They're going up in price.
Yeah, you could make a killing, but instead he's giving them away. And I'm gonna let you take this review here.
Perfect. This is from a thirsty Patrick, and this says, "These Jimmies know what's up." That's the title of it. It says, "Wow, these guys are great. They deliver a weekly podcast about all things Nintendo, and that means new and old. They cover a wide selection of games and bring witty and funny banter between the two. The classic debate over Pepsi and Coke is hilarious, although it doesn't seem like much of a debate at all, really. Hashtag Team Pepsi. Mm. But in all fairness, a wonderful podcast, and anyone interested in Nintendo should check it out."
This is my kind thank of Patrick.
You. Mm-hmm. Nice, nice guy. Thank you so much. And we are going to announce. We'll tally up the votes and we'll send the winner, because if any time, even if you've given us a review in the past couple weeks, you're entered. So check your email inboxes for the winner subject line and for the Animal Crossing amiibo. And that'll bring us into what we've been playing.
Well, actually, before we get into what we've been playing, we've got some patron shout-outs to give.
Dang it. We skipped over those, so that's why.
You big pickle. Yep, that's right. We've got some patron shout-outs to give. You got the doc
Patreon
open?
Patreon shout outs. Hey, up. I have the I do have a jingle for this, so here we go.
Bang. Shebang bang. There you go.
Yep.
All right. You got the bad boy doc open up, or am I reading through these suckers?
I do.
All right.
No, I got it. So first up we have, should we start with the super?
The big boy. Let's do it.
Yep. All right. First up, our super producer. The one, the only, Peter Doxis.
Boom, boom.
Thank you so much.
He's super. Yes.
And then moving on down. That's at our $35, but now to our $10 producer role.
We've got James Adams, the president.
President James Adams.
He's got a big campaign coming up for 2020. James Adams going for prez.
Yeah, he's been, on Super Tuesday right now. we have Secretary of State Cutestifer.
Boom. We've got the Treasurer, Carmen Red. Carmine Red, excuse me.
Absolutely. Yes. We have Congressman Joel Aponte.
Then you've got the Senate, good old Chris GX. Senator. Yep, he's a...
GX is such a senator.
Yep.
Yes. And then... we have the whipping boy, Isaac.
Good old Isaac.
I'm sorry, Isaac. You're last on the list. You're the whipping boy. Hey, it's integral. Thank you so much, guys. Everyone visit our patreon.com/NWR. For just a buck, you can join our our
Discord. You can get our exclusive episodes, of podcasts. Yep, you get NWR
and then
extra. That's TNP Talk Nintendo Podcast, and good old Radio Free Nintendo as well.
And $5, you can get our podcast every week a day early, and at $10. You can get these shout-outs, these presidential shout-outs. Yep. Wait, wait, wait. So that would make Peter Doxis the Pope.
Yeah, yeah. Pope, Peter Pope.
Just kidding.
Pope Peter.
Just kidding.
Peter, Peter, Peter.
All right. So now Casey, why don't you make a segue into our next segment? Okay.
All right. So, to start us off here, we've been playing Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. We're going to get to that a little bit later with the Thirsty Mage fellas.
Will.
They're going to be joining us for a big old breakdown, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
For the, you're underplaying it, man. No, it's the biggest podcast crossover of all time.
That's what I said.
Okay. It's the 1,000-year crossover.
It's been 1,000 years in the making.
It took 1,000 years. Yeah, thank you. There we go.
Yep.
But I have a quick bite.
Well, before we even get to that, I also want to mention we've both been playing Under Hero as well, which we've got a little interview in this episode as well with some of the devs. So we're gonna forego talking about that right this second. We're gonna talk about it with those guys, and then very likely we're gonna talk about it next week, more of a hands-on. We've both been playing it, but we want to sink some more time into that. So, now absolutely. You may get to your quick bite, sir.
So, I downloaded the update, and I've been playing some Fortnite.
Nerd!
You know, it's been a long time. Oh, don't even start with me. Oh, by the way, wow. And I mean wow, not as in the World of Warcraft wow. I just mean wow. I cannot believe the reaction to people from last week's episode about you playing about the World of Warcraft. There was a petition or something,
a select few. I think it's overblown. Yeah. You got to remember, they're not that important.
I just didn't realize.
Grylls and Estuardo.
And Jordan and...
Yeah. Forget them.
Yeah.
No, I just didn't realize. Of course I love you guys all.
Apparently they don't love you. I don't see what the big deal. I thought it was a great discussion. Told us about... You know, the ins and outs of WoW. Of course, you know, I bet a lot of people do know because it's like one of the biggest games of all time. But
you know what, though?
Man.
You don't. I feel like a lot of people know what it is, but they don't know what it is.
Haters going to hate?
Like, well, because... Like,
I like your comment. Tough yeah, crowd. Yeah, that's exactly what I felt. I was like, good land.
That's all right.
You know?
It's okay.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I just hope they're prepared for another hour of WoW talk tonight.
Because I started playing it too.
Yeah. Perry hasn't done a single thing since last week.
I gotta level
You're
up.
Like, I got I only fired have so from much my jobs. My wife left me.
Yeah.
Eleanor won't talk to me anymore.
Eleanor won't bark at me anymore. No, but back to Fortnite, to which you called me a nerd. It's crazy, right? Because it definitely is, you know, one of the biggest games of all time. And it's just a fun game. I've learned what makes it really fun. And that's if you play, I mean, of course, you know, so Jules and I play all the time, and we both suck. I mean, just, we do, you know, because it's just, everyone else who plays, Like they play it 12 hours a day, and I see some people play, you know, like when they kill you and then it goes onto their cam and they're playing, and it's just like they build a mansion in 2 seconds, like perfectly dodging and hitting, shielding every bullet coming from.
I think if you want to get good at the game, it's like you need to go on YouTube and like watch a few tutorials on how to effectively build, because that's the key, like, to the game.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
and
I do build.
I
mean, like, the people who, like, do, like, the literally, like, three, like you said, they could build a tower in, like, 5 seconds and they're, like, six stories up. It's like you just need to get really proficient at being able lay down the wood, if you will.
Yeah. But Fortnite does a lot of things right, and they've done a lot of updates that have been awesome. they did. I mean, seriously, Casey. I mean, they really have done some really like this. Like, there's a bunch of like they kind of have like a James Bondy secret agent theme going on right now. And like you literally go to like these different areas. They have like secret, like they have hideouts, and like you, there are NPCs, or there are, you know, bots in there that you take down. And you have to shoot, and you actually have to infiltrate places, and then there's like a big reward for doing that. And it's in the game. It's really neat. On top of that, I've Aaron was telling me that they've introduced some bots too, so you're not playing against like 100 people. Like, I think you're playing against like most, you know, I don't know what the deal is, but maybe there's like 10 or 20 bots, which is awesome to me because it means that I can kill, because they're a little easier, so I get more kills.
Yeah, I mean, you look better.
Honestly, well, it's just more way more fun, right? Because it's just way better to kill. It feels a lot better to actually get something done rather than go through something and not do anything and die, you know?
Yeah.
I felt like that was a bad mechanic anyway, so that's fun.
I know, I follow, like, Ninja, you know? And obviously he's, like, not a Fortnite guy, you know? So I know he's been saying, like, that, because I guess it sort of jumped the shark a little bit, you know? I guess on some of the later seasons. Like, I remember they introduced those big mechs. And I never played with the mechs, but like...
Yeah, I played those. Those were fun.
I was going to say, to me, those look stupid, but I mean...
Dude, they were super fun.
I don't know. I could...
Ridiculously fun.
I could just see those sort of being like one of the like, oh yeah, we brought that in and then like they're overpowered or something or throw off the balance, you know?
No.
But I don't know. I know he was saying it's...
No, man. Those are super
lately
fun.
Lately's been like really good. Maybe from a competitive point of view, but... I know said, I guess it's been getting way back to like the what made Fortnite great, you know?
Right. Sure. But, you know, and they've gone, you know, what I love that they do is they have all the power in the world. So they've gone back to basics a lot. Like, there's not really any vehicles besides like a boat you can get in as of right now. And that can drive on land too. But they've added like fishing and. It's fun, dude. It really is a lot of fun. And of course, just like what it does better than Nintendo does, the connecting with people is just top notch, you know? It's just so easy to jump into a game.
Yeah, that's
so
what...
So many people there.
That's what made it so... You know? Like, what I think made it explode so much is, yeah, it's... You could play it on literally anything, and it's super easy to play with anyone playing anything. Because, like... As far as
it's
the
fun.
Battle Royales went, like, PUBG was the, you know, that's what I think popularized the Battle Royale,
that
you know?
Genre.
And then they were like, yeah, it's coming to Xbox, but, you know, not for a while. And then, you know, and, like, I know they've gotten to all these different places, but they didn't do it as fast as Fortnite, you know? So Fortnite was just, it's free, it's anywhere, and get into it, you know? And I think that really helped them sort of get out ahead of the Battle Royale scene, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and so I just want to say, because, you know, you log in, and it is so overwhelming because there are so many things going. I mean, the game in general, it can be overwhelming, I think, especially if you're, you know, kind of an old-school Nintendo player, you know, like, you know, there's so many systems going on. It's a very PC-like game. There's tons of things on your screen. Even just like dropping an item for your friend is like hit up on the D-pad and then go and then select how many you need and then drop them with certain. It's a tough game, but obviously you have 9-year-olds that are insanely good at it. So people learn and it works. But I just want to say to people that might feel like it's a little overwhelming, that just go in and play and, you know, just ignore all the, I mean, you know, they really just hit you hard with stuff.
I was going to say, just drop on the outskirts and work your way in.
Oh, and that, yeah, absolutely.
I really do like Fortnite, dude.
I'd love to play with you.
I was going to re-download
it. I would love it if you could do that. I honestly, that would be amazing.
I need
to
clear out some space on the old Switcheroo.
Yeah. Dude, oh, I got a 400 gigabyte card. I don't know if I told you that.
I think I...
It really helps.
It's like, I don't want to. Like, how much is a... Let's see, how many gigabyte...
I got it. Well, I got it for Christmas.
It's micro, right?
Micro, yep.
45 bucks. It's not that bad.
Totally worth it, dude. Because I downloaded like all the huge games that I had, like Resident Evil Revelations and stuff like that.
Well, that's like because I think I wouldn't be so bad if I've got like ease is a really big one. Like Diablo is pretty big. The Final Fantasies, like 7 and 9, like they're not huge, but they're both like, you know, I think 8, like I think
no,
7
it all
and
adds
9.
Up.
Yeah, so I've been having to really juggle a lot of space and just delete. And like granted, we play a lot of games, you know? So like most, like there are totally games I'm like, "Eh, I really don't care, you know? Like I'll just delete it, you know, but
sure.
Look at this.
But
there's a SanDisk Nintendo Switch SD card. And it's yellow and it's got a little power star on it. But
that's amazing.
It's overpriced.
Yep. Other than that though, so do you have just the one game you're going to talk about? Is that
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and just talk about that game and then I'll finish it off.
Doom. I like choked on that one. So I believe it was on the news block the other day, right? I had mentioned that all the Dooms were on sale for very cheap.
It was, and I think that has ended. And I'm glad you jumped on it because I was going to, but now I can just download your games.
Yeah, totally, dude. Doom 1 and Doom 2. Nope, excuse me. Doom 2 and Doom 3. I ended up picking up. And yeah, I think it cost me like $6 total. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And so I've been playing a little of the Doom 1, and oh my God, dude, so good. It is so good. So it's funny because, you know, I get in there and...
Is it?
Oh, it's incredible.
I've never played it before, ever.
It's amazing. In like the best way. Like it's so elementary, you know, like rudimentary, right? That would be the word I think I'm looking for. It's like...
Elementary, my dear Watson.
There's no up and down aiming, you know? So, like, you get in there and you're thinking first-person shooter, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna... But it's like, it's... Nope. You're just turning left and right and running around. And it, like, has an auto-aim. So if you're, like, below an enemy or above an enemy, and you're just sort of... If you're aiming at them, but they're below or above, and you shoot, like, the game will sort of just... Be like, oh, okay, like, it'll hit that enemy, you know? So it gives you a little bit of leeway there. But yeah, it's so good, dude. It's like, when you get that shotgun, you're like, oh, man, this feels incredible. Like, just blasting these enemies.
Sweet.
And then, like, I remember
Can't
I was
wait
like,
to try it.
There would be nothing better than this shotgun. And then I got the Gatling gun. And I'm like, oh, it's even better, you know?
And it probably runs really well, right? I mean,
yeah, it runs
right.
It runs super
because I think that because those are based off the Super Nintendo games, but I think they're completely redone. Like they're not.
Oh, I don't know if it's the
they're not like ROMs.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure if it was based off the PC version or the SNES version.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. Yeah, okay, maybe that's right.
I
but
guess
still,
I just yeah, I figured
redone,
it's
so.
Probably based off the PC version, but. Who knows? Like you said, they might have just redone them or whatever. But yeah, I mean, they're you get into like a little area and you're going around and you're just blasting people and it's more or less get from point A to point B and you got a bunch of enemies sort of in your way and you get to mow them down and you know when you get to the end of the level it shows you how much percent of the enemies you killed, you know how much of the items you found. And, like, any secrets. So they got a bunch of secrets hidden all around there. So you got to keep your eye out. And, I mean, it's super basic game, you know, from a first-person shooter stance point of view. Because it was one of, the, like, the first to really popularize the genre, you know, back in the day.
It's, like, one of the only.
And I believe there's, like, a whole bunch of, like, DLC that's, like, involved, like... included with it. I'm trying to if I could pull it up here. First release Doom playing players. Relive the first. Yeah, this version contains episode 4, Thy Flesh Consumed expansion and 9 more action-packed levels. So, it's got like all the Doom wrapped in one, you know. And you know, I was just going through and they have like an overworld map and it's like, "Oh, when you beat it, they show like, oh, you finished that area, now you're over here, and you're just sort of going through. And Yeah, it's just, it's fun to get in there and blast the enemies. And it's funny because on the bottom, like, you know, it shows your, how much ammo you have, your health, how much armor and stuff. But they have a little portrait of your face right underneath, like, where the gun is, you know? And, like, when you're at 100%, like, you're all good, you know? But then we're like, oh, man, I've got, like, 5% health. I'm just getting dominated, you know? And then you look down at your little portrait, and it's like, you've got you got blood coming out of your eyes and nose, and, like, you, like, it's like, you look like you're about to die, you know? And, it's pretty cool. And it's definitely just a fun piece of history to go back and play. Will I go through and beat all of it? You know, if I only bought Doom, like the original one, I might have. But since I have 2 and 3 also, it'll probably be like playing, you know, probably play some more and then move on to 2 and just sort of see how it, you know, evolved. Doom 3 is like 3D graphics and stuff, you know. So it is definitely far more advanced than the previous ones. You know, that came out in 2004. So, as you can imagine, it's going to be probably, obviously not similar to, like, what, you know, shooters are these days, but much more akin to it than, you know, the earlier one. So I'm excited to see what 2 sort of looks like, because I think it's still much more in the vein of the original. But I wonder, like, will there be up and down shooting, you know? I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, it's cool because, you know, you're fighting humans, but then all of a sudden, like, demons come out, and then those guys are the ones like, oh no, you know, like, there's a room of demons, like, Jesus. Like, they really hurt. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun, man. I definitely think you should download at least the first one to give it a shot.
I will.
And like I said,
I will definitely do that during the eShop roundup.
Yeah, it's definitely a small, you know, download, so it's not like going to be too cumbersome. Like Doom 3, I think, was like 9 gigs. So I was like, I got to clear out a bunch of space for this. But yeah, man.
Gotcha.
Doom, the OG first person shooter.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to save my game again, yet again, for next week because I know we're going to have a huge, juicy, beefy segment. We have 2 juicy, beefy segments. Coming up later in the show, and we still have to do the eShop and the news block. So,
yes, sirree, Baba.
Let's take a quick break and come back. And we have an exciting giveaway this week on the eShop. Ooh, baby, very exciting indeed.
Indeedy. Alrighty then.
Alrighty. So we're back, and it's the new eShop Roundup time.
The new eShop Roundup. Eehaw!
Now, if you're new to the show, then you might want to know what this is, and it's where we window shop for eShop
window
games.
Window shop!
Because ain't nobody got time to look at 30 games every single week.
Like
we used
to
have time. We have no time. Yeah.
Then Perry had a baby.
that's when the scales fell from my eyes.
We'll mark that as the
ain't
line.
Nobody got time for that.
We used to do it, and then you had a baby.
Yep.
But yeah.
Hey, we still do it.
No, yeah. Okay. Now we got a couple games that we each pick out here.
Yeah.
I believe Jerry only has one.
But well, do I have one? We'll see.
Or 5.
I do have one, but it's worth it. It's worth it.
So let me, I'm going to do both my games, and I'm going to let you take the floor.
Yeah.
All right. So the first game, Avocuddle, for $12.99. It's actually on sale, 15% off for a beautiful $11.04 until the 10th of March. And this is a cute little sort of side-scrolling action game, a platformer, excuse me.
So it's called, just so everyone missed that, it's Avo, like, Avocuddle instead of avocado. Avocuddle, okay?
Avocuddle. And as you can imagine, there are definitely some avocados involved. And it's just so funny, like, watching the little avocado move around. But yeah, it's they dub it a side-scrolling emotional game. You're searching and seeking to free your soulmate. And but yeah, it just looks... I don't even like avocados that much, but...
I love avocados.
You would. Typical Mac. But yeah, it looks...
They're so fatty.
Mm. It looks a little cute, you know? It looks cute.
The trailer is surprisingly epic.
Yeah, and if nothing more, I think worth a look at what the game is. You know what I mean?
It's funny, yeah.
But more importantly, we're moving along to the next pick here. Bloodroots for $19.99, and it's actually on sale until the 6th, which is Friday. So if you listen to this early, you can still get it on sale. 10% off for $17.99. And this is a fun-looking action game. Tons of different...
Very pretty looking.
Yeah, tons of different weapons to mess around with. Yeah, visually looks very, very nice. And Neil did the review on the site, and he really enjoyed it. And I remember this was one showed off during, I think, the Nindy Direct, or one of those, the Nindy, you know, where they go on a whole bunch of things. But yeah, it definitely looks cool. Looks like, you know, you're going around and really just beating the crud out of people and getting a bunch of different weapons to do it. So nice little fun hack and slash game. But yeah, definitely a very cool art style.
It's like a cool like children's book art. It's not kid friendly, but it's really pretty. You know, really really colorful and cool.
All right, Jerry. Okay, Casey. So what do you got for us?
So I need you to go to this game on the eShop, and I need you to watch the trailer. So what we have here is Ski Sniper. For $4.99. Now, dude, the trailer is
so funny.
Oh,
I know. I watched
it
earlier. I'm watching it again, too, right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you? Okay, so the whole point of this game is to be a sniper that you're shooting people as they're going off of... It's rated M, okay, for violence and blood. And they're going off a ski jump, and then you're shooting them...
And then the best is you get points for, like, what you hit.
And it's like that Sniper Elite game where you watch the bullet, like, all from all sides, like, enter, like, their jugular, and then, like you see their spine shatter in an
X-ray. Yeah, like Mortal Kombat style.
It's so funny and ridiculous.
I'm looking at, so this one shot.
And then they just... Their lifeless, dead bodies
just fly down.
Bloody and flop on the floor. It's so funny.
Well, I'm looking
it's
at
so
the
weird.
One. $100 for hit, $200 for the rib shot. He hit lungs, that's $600. He also hit the heart, that's $2,000. Got a little bit of the spine, $400. And the bullet went through and got the forearm left for another $400. So racking up big points, big money for these shots.
So, anyway, if you could look down at the description, I'd like us to read the bullet points on this game. So
I think we should
because...
read the top point, too. Like, the title in bold.
Yeah. So, I want to... Yes. So, we're doing a giveaway of this game, baby, and we got 5 codes to give away. 5 codes of the European... descent.
Yes.
5 codes of the European eShop codes. And yes.
So let's go through the bullet points, and then we'll tell them how you can win it.
Okay, but let's talk about the first one.
Have you ever
wondered? Well, first of all, we need to have this in full context. Have is capitalized. You, which is capitalized. Have you capitalized? Ever wondered how difficult it is to shoot a ski jumper on the fly with a sniper rifle?
Smiley face emote.
And then there's a smiley face. And then it says Ski Sniper gives you, which is capitalized again, perfect opportunity to find out. Ski Sniper gives you perfect opportunity to find out. To go through the bullet points, discover all the sniper weapons, including a crossbow.
Complete objectives to get special rewards.
Watch your perfect shot trajectory from the special bullet camera perspective.
Admire bullet damage in X-ray mode.
Choose your perfect sniping spot.
And become the best ski sniper around the world.
This is amazing.
Yeah, it looks like absolutely bonkers in the best way. I do
really
want to shoot.
So,
I want to see I want to use the X-ray mode with the crossbow. That's what I want to see.
Me too, man.
And
me
we're going to find
and
out.
We'll talk about it next week. Yeah. So please go. I think we'll do a retweet.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Retweet contest
retweet
for this.
It.
So retweet our episode.
Right there in the description.
And then if you win. Yeah. If you win, guys, I would love to hear about it. And we could talk about it because I can't wait to play this game because it just. And just go watch. I mean, if nothing else, everyone, just watch the trailer. It's really funny. I mean, it's just so bizarre and weird. But five codes to give away. Check out our Twitter at Talk Nintendo Pod. That's Talk Nintendo.
P-O-D.
Yep. And I think it'll be in the description.
Yes, sir. It's going to be right there. You just give it a little click. Give one more click on that retweet. And you might be sniping some skiers later this week.
That's right. Boom.
All right. You know what time it is, Jerry?
The news.
News Talk with Casey Gibson.
Alrighty. So, again, pretty light news week here. We're sort of just waiting for that next Nintendo Direct. It's going to come one of these days.
Are we doing that? Is that what we're doing?
Well, I mean...
is it going to happen? I mean...
Eventually.
I guess we are waiting for it, right? Because we just had the Animal Crossing one. So.
Yeah, I mean, after Animal Crossing comes, unless they don't plan on releasing anything until... E3 potentially, but all right.
Sure.
So PAX East was this past week, obviously, or I shouldn't say obviously, but as many of you probably have an idea, but there was a panel with Hideki Kamiya. I always Japanese names, man. They always get me. But he was asked if he wants to revisit some old IPs or failed IPs. The person brought up Okami 2. And he answered, Okami 2, Beautiful Joe 3, Dante vs. Bayonetta. I want to make everything. Please email Capcom. So I put this in here because obviously
love
Beautiful
it.
Joe 3 for Perry. But I just love that last, please email Capcom. I just imagine Capcom getting a flood of emails. Like, please, we really, really want
Beautiful Joe 3. Let's see, we got one from Pert Jerkum, Jerry Jerkum, and Perry Burkum.
And Mary Merkum.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Larry Lurkum.
And Carrie and Scary Herkum.
Scary.
But yeah, I thought that was just
I love
funny.
It. Everyone, can we... I know, I was like, I wonder if someone's going to start this petition here. And no one has, so do we need to do that? Like, I would love to do the Beautiful Joe 3 viral, you know... petition to Capcom because that game. I mean, first of all, have they even done Beautiful Joe HD remasters? I don't think they even have, which would be like the most obvious and incredibly beautiful thing because that game looks awesome already.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing Wonderful 101, you know, so it's like,
yeah,
but
but that's Platinum.
No, no,
and
no,
this
I
is
know.
Capcom.
No,
right?
I know, so. but yeah.
Anyway, but what else do they got?
Well, sort of along the lines of maybe some sort of weird Platinum game coming up. Remember we talked a few weeks ago about that they were going to tease off a new game or something?
Well, right, and we thought it was going to be Beautiful Joe 3.
Project GG.
We didn't think so, but I...
And if you watch the trailer, Ooh. It's pretty wacky. It looks pretty cool. But at the end, it says, Project GG is a go-go. Can you imagine?
Okay. They said that?
Yeah, on the trailer, it says, at the end, it goes, Project GG is a go-go.
Did they really?
Yep. Yeah.
Dude, that's Beautiful Joe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That would be cool. But yeah.
That'd be amazing.
But yeah, it's you should watch the trailer. I mean, not necessarily right now, but at some point. And I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is, but yeah, Hideki Kamiya. How do you say it?
I think it's Kamiya.
Kamiya. That's right.
Kamiya.
Yeah. You know what it is? I had it nailed down perfect before recording, and then sure enough, screwed up. But yeah, you should watch it. But yeah, Project GG is a go-go! Exclamation point.
There you go.
Who knows, Perry?
There you go. Go.
Who knows?
Hey. That would be amazing, dude. I love Beautiful Joe. Now, Wonderful 101 has a release date.
And when is it?
And that is 4 days after my dad's and my nephew's and my two brothers' birthday.
They all have the same birthday?
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because my brothers are twins. They were born
That makes sense.
My dad's birthday. And then one of their children was born on their birthday. Isn't that insane?
I think they were trying. They were looking at the calendar. Anyway.
No. But May 19th is the day.
Yep. And
the wonderful 101 is launching.
Did you back it yet, Jerry?
I don't know if I'm going to.
Yeah, I've been on the fence because it
screams like it's going to be super cheap.
See, I don't know.
Physical.
But physically, $41, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not 40. That's but plus shipping, so it comes out to like 47.
And you get all the I'm probably not going to, but if you're listening to this right when it launches, I think there might be a few hours left to get in on that. And I looked, there was like some pretty good like double digital download code, you know, price wise was pretty good. But it's like if I'm going to do it,
yeah,
I would rather physical. But yeah,
well, duh,
exciting, I guess. Should be interesting to see how that rolls out. And it's funny, I believe the Kickstarter said ships in April, so I wonder if you do the Kickstarter, if people are going to be getting it like a decent length before it hits retail shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Yeah, I don't know.
But to wrap us up here with the news, Killer Queen Black
wrap it up
gets a permanent price drop down to $9.99, which is great because that game's super fun.
That is great.
And I could see it like $20 being a little harder of a sell, but at $9.99, I feel like that's a pretty darn good price, you know?
Very good, yeah. And you know, Killer Queen Black, the Killer Queen Black told me that I was the best, so just let everyone know.
I don't believe it.
I do have a fun little video on NWRTV unboxing the physical version. Killer Queen Black is great. $9.99 is even greater. So you know what I say to that? Skibbity bibbity.
You say Project GG is a go-go.
That's right. All right, Casey. Well, it's that beautiful time that we've been talking about. It's the crazy, crazy podcast crossover event of the year where we are joining the Thirsty Mage for some talk about...
They're joining us.
Yeah. That's right. About Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door. I'm amazed because, I mean, I seriously wouldn't be surprised, Casey, if after tonight, after we record it,
Nintendo
announces a direct, and then the Paper Mario Thousand Year is remade. Remake is coming out. I'm just saying, I would not be surprised. That would just be, and you're welcome, everyone.
And I'd probably play it again, to be honest.
Me too. Oh yeah. Oh, I absolutely would.
Show our hand before our discussion.
Right. Yeah, that's right. But exactly. So I think we're gonna do that now, and then we're gonna be joined by our friends from Venezuela afterwards.
Yeah, we're going international on both fronts. We're going to have the boys from up north and then the boys from down south to the east, right?
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's where Venezuela is.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Well,
all right. Well,
I want to listen to
take a quick break, and when we come back,
I want to listen to some Paper Mario music on the way in, Jerry. Let's hear it.
I don't care. I'm going to play Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga music.
No, you should play Sticker Star music to really rustle some jimmies.
I love it when you rustle my jimmies.
Never forget, Jerry, that a high tide rises all boats.
Hey guys, Perry here. So we recorded our podcast, and it was really awesome and amazing. And it was so amazing that it was very, very long, the size of a normal podcast. So instead of making a gigantic 3.5-hour podcast, we decided to release it as episode 182, which will be later this week, maybe the next day after this release or something. But it'll be released before. But you're getting a twofer this week. So enjoy that. Please enjoy that. You're going to get another episode in your podcast feed as a bonus. It's a bonus, okay? Everyone loves bonuses. So thank you. Yes, I think that's all I have to say. So obviously we weren't planning on this, so we might make references that don't make any sense. But you can understand because you're all very smart people. Anyway, thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Well, that was a very, very fun conversation with some two hoosers.
Yep, they like playing hockey, those two. And that's not even a stereotypical thing. They both love hockey.
That's right.
It might be sort of stereotypical, yeah, but they fit the billing.
Yeah, they do. But thank you for joining us, guys. That was truly epic.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And awesome. And
we're going to have to do some more things like that, you know, where we pick a nice, nice RPG.
It only happened.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what other games to get for, because Jerry doesn't indulge in the long JRPG that often.
But I already said what I wanted to do next with the Thirsty Mage, which is the Four Swords Adventures on the GameCube. Wouldn't that be perfect?
Maybe.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, but
what do you mean maybe?
Because
it'd be perfect.
You got to have a bunch of people to play with, and not everyone is equipped.
You don't have you can play the whole game single player and it's super fun.
We'll see. Perhaps.
No. We're not going to see. No, I'm just kidding. I know. Yeah. Well, but that's where everyone comes over to my house, you know.
All right.
And we play.
We're flying over.
Flying over. All right. Oh, you know, actually I am going to be going to Toronto. As long as the
coronavirus doesn't
screw
over.
Virus. Yeah, because that could be big.
Did
but I am going to be giving a talk in Toronto. What?
Well, you finish your plug. I don't want to cut you off there because it's awesome news.
Oh. Well, yes, I'm actually going to be a speaker at a convention called the XP Summit in Toronto, Canada, in the first like week of April-ish. And so that's going to be a lot of fun.
That'll be your first time
Jules
to Canada,
right? Is going to be hosting a panel as well. First time out of the airport.
when you went over to Transylvania.
Yep. And so, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun as long as the... I mean, because it's funny, like, I didn't think the coronavirus would actually, like, become, like, an actual threat to, like, something in my life, you know? Because I just didn't, you know,
yeah,
I thought,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll wash my hands and I... You know, won't
it's
go.
Like,
but
yeah,
it's like, oh my goodness, like this is actually going to affect me probably. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it really only gets you like if you're super old or super young, you know, or have like health issues. But,
right.
Exactly. But yeah, no, obviously
exactly.
Still not good.
Exactly.
But
yeah, I mean, they say that the it's 98% chance of survival and that's counting in no age factor.
Yeah.
So
and
exactly.
I think,
but
I think
what I'm worried about is my kid. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. Plus, I would be worried that. If anything, they would proactively cancel an event, you know, like sort of like with GDC.
Right.
But
yeah. Hey, we didn't cover that in News Talk, did we?
No. GDC.
It's kind of a big deal.
I don't know if it's canceled as much as it's
postponed. Oh, I think it was
postponed for the time being.
Yeah.
But.
And yeah. Well, I just want to say, I think the worst thing would be if I was trapped in Canada.
Hey, you just go over to David's.
Yeah. That's true,
although,
I guess.
I think he lives in the
I'm
booms.
Bringing the Coors virus to you.
But I believe, it actually is like a proven fact that the Corona beer is seeing like massive hits. Like people are not buying Corona beer because they think they're going to get the coronavirus or something stupid.
Of course. Of course, why wouldn't they? I mean, if there is this thing going around called the Budweiser virus, I'm sure Budweiser would be taking a hit.
I tell
you
what,
so.
If I were a beer drinker, I would purposely buy Corona beer just to support those fellas, because they don't deserve it. They don't deserve it.
But they started it.
Yeah, it's all, yeah. It's like that bad Alamo, the Bad Batch Alamo.
Yeah, with the... Yeah, some of the soap. Yeah, that's what happened. That's what the coronavirus is. It's just the little soap got into a batch of Corona.
And it ruined everything.
So, and they sent it all to Mexico. Anyway.
Don't drink the Coors, Estuardo.
Hey, speaking of Mexico, another country that speaks Spanish is Venezuela. And we're going to talk to a couple chaps from there. in just around the corner. So why don't we take a quick break, and you're going to hear some music from the game that we're going to talk about, and then we'll introduce the game when we have our friends come.
Yes, and guys, it's a good one.
Sounds good, okay.
Alrighty, we're back, and we're happy to be joined by Kay, the lead artist, and Raphael, the lead programmer of Paper Castle Games, to talk about their recently released game on the Switch, Under Hero. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, no, thank you for joining us.
They're calling all the way from Venezuela, which I think is our first devs from Venezuela on the show, which is pretty good. I think even at PAX, I don't know if we met anyone from Venezuela. We could have, but I don't think so.
We don't go out much. Hopefully there'll be more of them.
Yes. Yeah, you're leading the crusade of Venezuelan developers.
Well, we're not the only ones. There's also a game called Valhalla. It's spelled very weirdly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're from Venezuela, too.
Oh, yeah. I think we
played
we covered that
I believe, right?
Yeah, or we covered that on the site for sure. But yeah, cool. Well, thank you guys for coming. There's this very intriguing game that came out recently called Under Hero, and it's very colorful, and it looked very fun, and you guys happen to have made it, which is very convenient because we're going to talk about the game. I know Casey and I have been playing it, and it's this really fun side-scrolling platformer, but it has RPG-style combat with little turn-based combat. So it's kind of like a side-scrolling Paper Mario, where you don't really go into a full-on battle, but it does, you know, you hit an enemy and then you take turns and you can dodge and jump over them and you can parry them and stuff. Anyway, I don't want to go all out in the game yet, but I've been really enjoying it. I know Casey's been enjoying it. So we do have the lead artist and the programmer here to talk about the game, like Casey said. So Kay, if you could talk, or Raphael, if one of you wants to take explaining maybe a little more in depth about what the game is and what, because I didn't really touch on what the story is.
Yeah, sure. So the game is about an underling who accidentally kills the hero of the story, who was trying to save the princess and beat the villain of the game. So they accidentally kill the hero, and they reluctantly become the new hero of the story. So his boss, Mr. Stitches, doesn't know about this. So he's trying to, dethrone him and kind of save the day. Trying not for him to realize your real motivations now.
Kind of like if Goomba killed Mario and went over ambitious.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's funny. It opens up basically on what I assume is kind of the finale of a different story. But
yeah.
Then there's an untimely demise. That it's funny because it's like all of the underlings that you're talking about, all the henchmen, are surprised that they actually killed the hero. Like that's not supposed to happen. Like we're supposed to die, and he's supposed to kill our boss, and that didn't happen. And then there's some other. There's a character that in some capacity that survives, who then leads the underling. But I don't want to spoil too much, even though it's the beginning of the game. I mean, it's
they're very
the game,
self-aware. So. The enemies, sort of like, hey, we need to get in position so that the hero can come and slay us. So right off the bat, it's very a comical game, very self-aware, and that's pretty prevalent throughout. The portions I've played, I obviously that's a pretty focal point. I think for you guys, we're trying to make it sort of a comedic game as well.
Yeah,
it's like a combination of many video game tropes turned cliches that we thought would be fun to use to explore. Like, what if a minion, like a Goomba or a Koopa or an underling from Under Hero, was more than just a simple, let's say, stepping stone for the player, but what if it had a feeling, if it had personality? And so
yeah,
we kind of went from there.
We wanted to explore the perspective of an underling. So yeah, the dialogue
awesome.
Is very tongue-in-cheek. It's very funny. And it's very
you
quirky
know,
too.
It's funny because Casey and I have talked about this very game, that if we could design any Nintendo game, we would design a game all about Shy Guy.
and it's funny.
Yeah, and this is the game right here. You made it.
Yes. And even has a striking of preference.
Right. I was just going to say, this would be a great game to pitch to Nintendo. Be like, hey, we want to make a Shy Guy game. And here it is, and they just come and hire Paper Castle Games to make the Shy Guy game. That would be amazing.
I don't think they would let us kill Mario, but sure.
That is true.
But that would be
fun. In a very bloody fashion, of course.
Well, yeah, but it would just be, you know, he gets knocked out until he's in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the whole time and at the end, you know.
If anything, we would play into the Mario respawn mechanic.
Yeah, he falls out of the screen. You know,
to
when
never
he
be seen again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to take it over from there until Mario respawns and everything is reset.
Oh, there you go. Very smart. Another thing that really plays into the humor, just of the entire, like, as an integral part of the game, is that like when you go up to an enemy, because you're an underling, you know, they don't know that you're gonna fight them, so you can talk to them before, you know, you can like strike up a conversation with them and then slash them with a sword, you know, and so they start to, you know, to fight back.
They figure something's up
and
at that point.
That's hilarious. I mean, there's something inherently really funny about striking up. It's almost kind of twisted and evil, guys, to be honest, about, you know, striking up a conversation with someone only just to
slash them with a sword.
Yeah, slash them out of existence.
Some players have said that they kind of feel sad about having to defeat the other minions.
Yeah. Well, those feelings were intended. Like, this is part of the theme of the game. I think if you continue to play and finish it, you'll see what we were trying to do. But yeah, maybe this says more about us than the game.
No, it sounds awesome. It's a really psychological thriller is what it is.
Yeah.
Now, with the two big components, I'd say, you know, obviously a lot of platforming, as well as the RPG style combat. So I was like sort of picking the brains of devs, like, was the idea initially like we want a platformer but we want to do something different, or was it more we want to do some sort of RPG combat but how can we make that sort of different than, you know, what a standard RPG might look like?
Well, the game started at first, it was a mobile game. So we always wanted to be a 2D side-scroller with a very accessible RPG system, you know, turn-based and stuff. And then it kind of evolved out of there, out of that part, and we kind of overscoped a little bit after that point. So it became a full game, a full computer game. And it evolved from there.
It blossomed up. Okay, so I totally understand how it's just, you know, you play a different game, like, you know, you get like that you're playing for reference, and then you come up with another idea that just sounds amazing, and it's like, hey, what if we did that with this game? And it's like, that would be amazing.
It all snowballs.
So Casey and I, like we told you, we were I just beat Paper Mario Thousand Year Door for the first time, and I just absolutely loved it. And one of the reasons is because the RPG mechanics are so fun and so simple. And is that a big inspiration for Under Hero? I mean, are you guys big Paper Mario fans or?
Definitely, it's the first two Paper Marios are the biggest inspiration for the game.
Amazing.
Yeah, we tried to like emulate the feel of the game, not exactly the gameplay, because, you know, I think they pretty much perfected that gameplay. So we wanted to make our own thing, but inspired by it.
Well, yeah, and like I said, I mean, but you have some of the cool, I mean, right? Like, I love the ducking and the jumping and the parrying. And I mean, and that's just in the first bit. I don't know if it expands, but just that is so fun where you learn their attack. So I mean, it's definitely like not a carbon copy of Paper Mario by any. It's very unique in that sense. But the action commands is my favorite part. I mean, that's what I should say. Sorry. Not only is Paper Mario, not only that it's an RPG mechanic, but that it has the skill, you know, twitch-based action commands while you're playing, that just keeps it interesting. So it's not just text-based.
Not a passive experience.
I get that, and I think that I like games that are more of a traditional RPG. But I really love games where it keeps up with an actual, like, you feel satisfied because you have learned a skill of dodging this enemy, and also not only that, but parrying them, and then it also has this really fun. You know, you can't
stamina.
It's not, I mean, because it's not really turn based either in a way. It's because, you know, it's, you have a stamina meter, like, yeah, that you can kind of strike them twice in a row if you want, but then you might be low on stamina, so you have to wait longer. So it's not necessarily like the same. You're not just sitting there and they're not waiting for you to move. They're going to attack you no matter what, but.
It gives you a little flexibility within the combat system, which I think works well. And one of my favorite things is when you level up. And in some RPGs, you know, you just sort of, oh, you see some stats bump up, and sure, maybe you do a little more damage next time around. But I love the you level up, and you can either increase your damage, your stamina, or your HP. And I just feel like when you get just those three things, it's such a, like, you feel that upgrade, you know? And for me, I went, you got to get stamina, right? You gotta have as much stamina as you can to actually do damage, you know, before tiring out.
I think I raised my damage.
It's a dilemma.
Yeah.
It's up to you, basically.
Yeah, it's a very juicy dilemma.
It just sort of harkens back to sort of like simplicity, but the choice, it matters, you know? It really feels like a really big upgrade. So every time you see those beautiful fireworks going off behind your guy when you level up, it's like, it really does feel super rewarding.
When we were doing the closed beta tests with, let's call them in-house tests, you could see a lot of people that they would go for stamina because they would feel more comfortable attacking several times, having the possibility to dodge and attack continually. You could see other people that would go full attack, and it was a fascinating thing to see how much
variety and
variety with such a simple concept.
Absolutely, yeah. So I mean, do we know how big is the game? Is it really long, or I mean, is it about Paper Mario size? Is it? I just beat Paper Mario, and that was like 33 hours or something.
No, that's a big budget
game. I assume it's not that long.
Yeah, it's about 14 hours, a little bit more if you're trying to do a completionist run. But yeah, it's about 12, 14.
Oh, that's still a nice
meaty,
juicy
experience, yeah.
I love it, yeah. And it's just, like I said, I mean, it feels good to jump around. I like the parachute mechanic, too, at the very beginning that you just have, where you can kind of, you know, you can kind of do a Tanuki float everywhere. But I'm just really excited to dive back in. I've been so busy. I haven't had a lot of time to really sink in. But I definitely got that feeling, like that feeling like 15 minutes in where I was like, oh, man, like this game is super fun. Like, and I love that feeling. Because I love how, you know, you kind of lead up to it. No, thank you. You should be saying you're welcome. It's really fun because I can't wait to see the enemy varieties and stuff. I mean, I've just barely scratched the surface, but you know, there's some good go around and find the keys and just get to this place. And
spoiler, Perry, they do have similar, like, you'll run into enemies that are sort of similar, but they're their timing pattern, attack patterns are different.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
I have. Yeah, yeah, I have so run into that. Yeah,
I always love
which
that.
Which is fun because...
Because you go in expecting, like, oh, I know when to dodge on this enemy. And then all of a sudden they attack a little early and all of a sudden you get whacked and you're like, ah. So, like you said, you can't just go into, like, autopilot mode. You
it's
know,
a
you
way
to pay attention.
To keep the combat fresh, so to say, that you have variety of the same enemy and then you have several type of enemies and each one of them has their own custom made mechanics.
Yeah, exactly. So like each enemy is basically like a different puzzle that you have to solve, and most of them have like different ways of defeating them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that the enemies was the really hard part about the game, designing them, making them unique.
I'd say that having to come up with different mechanics, which was a job that Kay led mostly brilliantly, without having to create new combat mechanics, but doing a lot from those simple core mechanics that you have by the time that you enter the tree, it was both challenging and entertaining, and apparently people love it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm probably, you know, I went through, I would guess, is the first world, you know, and there's definitely a nice variety even within that, so I'm excited to get into other areas and see what other enemies are waiting ahead of me there. But obviously, you guys are just two members of the team. How big of a team do you guys have that worked on the title?
We are a four-member team. It's Raphael, Andrea, and Stein, who did the music.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I mean, that's isn't that crazy? That I just can't believe that four people can make a big juicy game like this. It's just kind of like you just think of like back in the good old days, back in the NES days, you know, you had teams and teams of people that made, you know, Mario. So it's just, it's crazy, right? It's so cool. It's so cool in this day and age you can do that.
We're basically standing on the shoulders of giants, so
that's a good one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it just took us a lot of time to develop it.
Because you said this came out on Steam first, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So how was the process of bringing it over to Switch? Was that something that was challenging, maybe more challenging than you thought, maybe not as painful?
Well, it was, we partner up with a publisher, Digirati, and it was a collaborative effort between us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, so that's cool. So they helped with the porting and you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's cool. Very cool. I didn't. Yeah, I know that. You know, our friends at Fabraz, they helped with Scaleboy, and I think they're pretty integral with that too. So, very cool. I was gonna say. So you know, did this come out on PC in 2018?
Yeah, that was the. Original. No, September.
So,
September 19, 2018.
That's my mom's birthday.
Mine too. Oh my God.
That's your mom's birthday?
Yeah. So, fun fact.
Oh my goodness.
the hilt, Elizabeth, that's named after my mom. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a birthday gift for the
Happy
release
birthday.
Date.
That's beautiful.
Very cool.
So I gotta tell my mom.
Yeah, happy birthday to your mom too.
Yeah.
Now only if your mom's name was Elizabeth Perry.
I know. Mine too. Yeah, yeah. No. It's not.
Yeah.
I think I'm seeing some fan art with the Undertale. Or I don't know if that's fan art, but it's like the Underhero, but with the Undertale font and stuff. So, was this game? I mean, was this inspired by Undertale? Are you guys fans of Undertale?
We are fans, but it was not an inspiration. We actually started working like right about the same time, and then Undertale exploded, as we all know.
Sure.
And
now it's funny because I think you're talking to the two guys that have not played Undertale, right? You haven't played it, right, Casey?
No.
Yeah, it's funny. I haven't played it, so. So really, for all I know, Undertale copied you, yeah. If there's any similarities. But I don't know if there is, so that's why I was going to
say
that's why
that.
I kind of felt...
but Undertale's a really good game, too. I really like it, too.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on. Like I said, the game is already out. I believe it's $16.99 in the U.S.
Yep.
It's 20% off right now.
Oh, actually. Okay. So it's 20%. Yeah. So its full price is $19.99.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Boom. Yeah. Well, go buy it now, but so, people. you won't regret it. It's definitely totally a super fun game.
It is. It's really fun. We've on staff at NWR have been talking to each other about how much we love it. Our reviewer loves it. I know that our guys in our other podcasts are talking about it. So it's a lot of fun. You won't if you love.
And
you know,
we'd love to hear from both you guys and everyone that plays it. If you enjoy it, how much did you enjoy it? Because actually, hearing that people enjoyed under here is what makes our days.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we love that.
Well, do you guys have a Twitter where we can reach out to you?
Exactly.
People who are playing it can send their praise to you?
Yeah, sure. That's at PaperCastleDebs on Twitter.
Awesome.
Beautiful. And that is in the show notes of our episode. If you're looking at it right now, you can go right there and make sure to send them a tweet. And make sure to buy the game, guys. It's a really fun game. Like I said, if you love Paper Mario, which everyone loves Paper Mario, and we're not talking about, you know, Super Paper Mario. We're not talking about Sticker Star, for Pete's sake. We're talking the original and Thousand Year Door. If you like those games, these aren't exactly the same, but they're all the things you love about that come put in here. And
plus,
I say that with the utmost respect, because Paper Mario is one of my favorite franchises, so...
Same.
Yeah, there you go. I was just wondering, like, Paper Castle, I don't know if that
game
had to do with Paper Mario. Paper Castle would be perfect to make a Paper Mario game, if you know what I'm saying.
What a coincidence, huh?
Yeah, awesome. Well, again, that's at Paper Castle. Is it Dev or Devs? Sorry.
Devs.
Yeah.
Okay. At Paper Castle Devs, tweet at them, tell them how much you love their game, and get their game. And it's on Switch, and it's on what other consoles is it on?
PlayStation 4 and Xbox One as well.
All right, sweet.
Oh,
everywhere.
Oh, baby. Beautiful. Awesome. Now, is this game coming out physically?
Perhaps if a lot of people buy it, sure. We have to see.
Okay.
But we don't have plans for that at the moment. Would love to.
Okay.
It would be amazing.
Well, I'm just going to tell you right now, our podcast, this one that you're on right now, has a very magical power to get games physically published.
Well.
So it's
Here's
pretty
hoping.
Much good as gold right now.
Come on,
it was kind of a trick question, because the answer was yes. Yes, it is coming out physically, but you don't even know. But no, this game seems so prime for a nice, juicy, beautiful... Yeah, not yet. There you go.
Yeah.
But it will be. I can't wait to own this and have it on my shelf and so I can look at it. But thank you so much, guys, for coming on. We definitely need to have you on again and to talk. And we can next time we can talk about the games that you're currently playing and all that kind of stuff. We don't have to talk about Under Hero all the time, but it's good to talk about it at least for now because it just released.
Yeah, sure. Well, we'd love to drop by again.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having us. This was really fun.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for staying up, because it's like midnight for you guys, and that's really nice for you to stay up for us, because I'm either in bed, I'm either asleep, or I'm watching The Nanny, which is a sitcom. I don't know if you know The Nanny.
Oh,
I know which one it is.
With Fran Drescher.
What's her name?
Fran Drescher.
With that voice.
Oh, the nasally voice. Yeah, I love The Nanny. I've recently come to love The Nanny, but so because it's on a TV and it's just like, anyway. So I'll either be sleeping. So I don't know. So thank you for not. Thank you for skipping The Nanny to be on our show.
Priorities, man. Priorities.
And yeah. So, and with that, I believe that we will take a quick break and we'll come back and end the show. Thanks again, guys. We'll see you next time you come on.
Awesome. Sure thing.
Yeah. Thanks again, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Ooh-wee. What a
what
long
a night,
episode.
Casey. Good land.
I got to tell you.
Yeah, but.
I'm glad that this editing fell on your plate.
Yeah. Yep.
I dodged a bullet.
I'm up for it. No. Hey, I've edited every single episode except for like five of them, so.
Hey, that's not every single.
I know. That's why I said except five of them, but no, it's good.
That's like, you just reminded me of the most annoying ad. So there's this like camera store in New York City. It's called B&H. And it's like apparently like amazing. Like, you know, like that's the place if you want like video or equipment or anything of those sorts. Like that's the place to go. But their ad's like, we're open every day except Saturdays and Friday nights. And it's like, then you're not open every day. You're lying. You're liars.
New Yorker comes out.
Then you're not open every day.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. It's just like cheaters, I've edited every podcast except for five. Well, then you
How else am I supposed to phrase that?
The lion's share.
But that no, Casey. No, I refuse. Anyway, I'd like to thank Kay and Raphael for coming on. That was really nice of them.
Yeah, that was
on.
Great.
Talk about Underhero. Underhero is really cool.
As well, we'd like to thank, I almost said Dordan. David
Dordan
and Jordan.
Dordan and Javid. I'd like to thank Javid and Dordan for coming on.
Couple of nice fellows.
No, they are very nice fellows. And you should, everyone should be subscribed to the Thirsty Mage. And listen to their RPG goodness. Cassie Gibbons is on a lot, so look forward to that. And I've been on an episode or two, if this counts as an episode, which I believe it does, because I think we're going to be cross-posting.
You're on, buddy.
So there you go. There you go. And with that, let's do a quick plug of everything. One thing that has been blossoming has been our Instagram, which has been a lot of fun. So that has a lot more personal stuff. Than our, you know, our Twitter is mostly for like our episodes and stuff. So if you want to see like more day to day stuff, check
you
out our Instagram
see some
at Talking
Shower
to No Pod.
Selfies from Perry. See that big cherry wood beard of his,
Casey. I send those to you with confidence. Okay.
Oh.
That you won't do that, but
that's his private Snapchat.
No, I did show. I did show a picture of all my GameCube Zelda games, and by the way. Whoo-wee, do they look beautiful all next to each other.
I tell you what, man. You need to fix what was wrong.
Yeah, I know. I need to find... You little booger. You little booger. I don't know how you do it, but you can reduce someone to nothing by finding the one thing that's wrong. And I had a player's choice Wind Waker case, okay? And he had to point that out. Like, that's the only thing in the whole
Don't
thing.
Don't worry.
You know?
I might have been the one who said it, but everyone saw it. I tell you what. I popped over to eBay because I was going to see how much a non-player's choice would be. And a search that came up from a previous time, Animal Crossing Amiibo card, my boy Bill, because I was like, I really want Bill in my town. And I was going to buy it, but like I guess I just didn't. And it was like $3. Now they're up to $10 to $15 for a bill.
Wow.
I don't know if they're selling, but they are listed. Like every single one, like there's not one listed for under $10.
Right.
I definitely That's have crazy, a bunch of man. Amiibo cards somewhere. I just forgot where I put them. I got to find out and see which ones I got. Hopefully I got a bill.
Yeah, I have a few of them.
I'm not too picky with my animal, like with my townspeople, but I would like Bill to be in my town. I love good old Bill.
Me too. That's a long plug for Instagram, but there you go. And you can also find us, of course, on Twitter at Talk Nintendo Pod. That's Talk Nintendo
POD.
Yep. And you can find us over at Patreon, where you can get exclusive episodes of us every month and of RFN for just a buck. So it's pretty
and you
sweet
get
deal.
The, you That's, get the backlog with that $1 too. So
I know.
And we started that crazy. In June. So
yeah.
The ninth
like 16 episodes,
I believe,
guys.
Right, is going
it's
up.
Insane. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So head on over to patreon.com/NWR. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll do it for all of our plugs.
Yep. Now I'm
except
about
for
to...
the hair plugs that Casey's getting.
Yep. I'm going bald, folks, but that's all right.
Yep.
Casey's
getting hair plugs and I'm getting liposuction.
Not the contents of his head. Well, or what lays on top of it.
It's true. When are we going to tell people that all the Patreon money is going towards my liposuction and your hair plugs?
I tell you what, I don't even really care personally.
About what?
My hair. It's gone.
Oh, like, yeah.
I feel like people do get like sort of all, and you don't need lipo. Get out of here, you big silly man.
Oh, I got an ad for like an email, like a spam thing for liposuction, and my brother was over here, and I asked him, I was like, "What if I got you liposuction for Christmas? Like, what an amazing gift, right? Like to get like here you go, it's a liposuction.
Eat as much as you want.
It's a surgery.
Yeah, go for some extras."
And he's like, he told me he's like, "I would love that."
Honestly, though, I feel like. Any of the, like, if you, like, isn't the you staple the stomach? I think that's the go-to now. Because I remember
stomach stapler.
The Jets' old head coach, Rex Ryan, he was a big, fat dude, you know? And then he got his stomach stapled, and then the Jets started to stink. I like Fat Rex better.
Fat Rex. Yeah. Yeah, my friend lost, like, over, like, 250 or 300 pounds doing that. Yeah, crazy, right?
I think it just makes you not as hungry, right? Or like you get filled up quicker.
Exactly.
Which sounds depressing,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Imagine ordering $50 worth of 60-cent wings and then only eating like 3 of them.
It's way less than that, dude. It's like you eat like an ice cube and that's it.
Ugh. Ugh. No thanks.
Yeah. Anyway.
We're rambling.
This is a long outro.
We're scrambling.
We're rambling.
We're probably already done.
Yeah, we shouldn't be, though. We probably aren't done. Thanks, everyone, for listening. See you next week. Ain't nobody got time for that.